there's going to be a problem with money or what's going on in the economy, I'd like to trust you with
the contact
information to let you know that...
Hello?
Hi, is Mark in?
What's it say?
Hey, Mark, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. I'm with the underwriting department over here. We had your file submitted to us. I just wanted to give you a call, do a little quality control, make sure we're on the same page here. Okay, you have a couple of minutes right now?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. So let me see here. Do you know the name of the finance associate you were working with?
Patrick.
Patrick, okay.
Yeah, Patrick Stanley.
Okay, yeah, perfect. I see it right here. Nice. All right. So I see Patrick's notes here. Looks like we have you as the 100% owner of the business. Is that right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
25 years.
25 years. All right. Okay. And it looks like I have a tax extension for last year here, and we have 2014 tax return for you.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And do you know what you did for your gross annual sales last year?
Last year we did around a little over 400.
400, okay. And what are you tracking to do this year?
Well, it's going to be, hopefully it's going to be a lot more because I picked up what it is what I need the money for. I picked up the second line of the circuit breakers and it's been going through the roof and I have all these orders and I have to fill them. So I'll do $400,000 with the lighting and I might be able to do another couple $100,000 with the circuit breakers.
Oh, okay.
So this thing could be a real rocket. That's my dilemma.
Okay. And so how much exactly were you looking for?
Well, here's my thing. I told Pat, I have a line down to $40,000 with Snap, and I picked up a line the other week from another company for that's about $11,000. The thing is, I have so many orders, and I've been making these payments with Snap for. I got the one with Snap back in January and then a little bit more in June. And I have never missed a day payment on her so over here. And I just have the orders just keep coming in and I'm just trying to cover them. So I guess whatever I can get. Here's what I wanted to do. I'm also looking for a little time. For example, the thing with Snap is only 12 months and this and the other and the second one is 4.5 months.
Sure.
What it's going to do is going to eat up into that stuff quickly. Because it takes about 30, 35 days from when I place the order to when I get paid. Because 2 weeks to get it out to my vendor, a week to get to me, and then deliver it to my customer. So the problem I'm running into is that I'm getting all these orders, I'm getting no time, and they're starting to take the money back. So I'm looking to clean that mess up for those two ones and get what I can and get a little longer term.
Okay. Okay. And... did you have a specific timeline of when you needed to get the funds in place?
I needed it this week. I got to get these orders in.
Okay, so as soon as possible.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Now, the only negative I have is that a couple of years ago, my credit took a hit. I was sick a few years ago. And I'm working on catching back up. But if you look at my thing with Snap and this other one, I've never missed. And even before that, I had something with Rapid. I have never missed a day pay.
Okay, yeah, that'll go a long way.
In a couple years, I've never missed a day pay.
Okay, let me see here. I'm pulling up the credit report right now. All right, yeah. So it looks like we have you coming in at about a 506 on the credit score.
Yep. Which is higher than before because it was before. So I'm working on it. I'm working on getting it all up.
Okay. Now I see a couple things on here. There are a couple tax liens. Are you familiar with those?
I'm working on paying them off.
Are you on a payment plan for the tax liens?
With Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then let me see. It looks like there's something here with the mortgage. Looks like that is
all resolved. I did a loan modification, everything is I've had the rent paid on that, the mortgage paid on that every month since then. Was that with the tariffs?
Let me see. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so that is current right now?
That is current.
Okay. All right. And have you looked anywhere recently to try to get this additional funding. I know I see a couple inquiries here on the credit report. I know Snap is the one you're working with. I see First Merchant and Principus in there as well. What was going on with
Principus that? Principus and First Merchant were the same.
Oh, the same one?
Yeah, one was like the broker and the other one was over there.
Now, did you end up getting an offer or anything through them?
Oh, yeah, I took they offered me that 8 to pay back 11 or so over there. And because of these orders, I took what I can get, but I got to cover them.
Oh, okay.
And I'm looking for a company I can just wrap it all up and just get a real relationship over the years. As my credit goes up, get even better rates, and just build a real relationship. I have something really special here. I just need someone to go along with it with me.
A lot of opportunity out there, all right.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, well, that, I believe, give me one second. I want to scan through here and make sure I got everything that I needed. Okay. All right, so how about, having these two existing loans right now, in order to pay those off and get you additional cash, I would need to get the approval probably a lot higher than what it looks like we're going to be able to get it for. So if getting the full payoff loan and netting some additional cash is off the table, how much cash do you need right now that will, give me an idea of like a minimum amount that would still be useful to you so I at least know what would be relevant.
Here's what I would do. If you can't do the whole thing on that.
Yeah.
Okay. The company that the merchant funding, that one there, that 11,000 one, I want that paid off. That's only a 4-month thing. And I want that paid off and then get that 11,000 paid off and funding with that. So if I can get a total of like in the 40s to pay them off and to get about $30,000 extra, that would really help go a long way. Does that seem to be able to work or no?
30,000. It'll be a long shot, to be honest with you. It'll be a long shot. There are definitely some limiting factors here, credit being one of them. But with the sales, let me see here. Yeah, so looking at the sales, that's probably going to be the absolute top end of what we would be able to get. Couple that with the limiting factors on the credit. I want to be cautious with, saying that that's something we'd be able to do. I think more likely we're going to get something a little smaller than that, which is why I want to shoot for, at least a minimum amount that you'd still be able to work with.
I want to clean one though. I want to clean that little line up because that's only a 4-month thing. And, it's going to, I want to clean that up. So if I can get, if I clean it up and still get whatever you guys give me, with a little longer term, that would be great.
Okay. All right. That at least gives me a jumping off point here. I think that's just about everything I need for right now. I'll go ahead and pass the file along and we'll have Patrick be reaching out to you either later this afternoon or tomorrow.
Okay, no, like I said, the sooner the better, so at least I know which way, the best way to go is to over there. I have something good and I got to get this taken care of, so whatever you can do would be great.
Okay, absolutely. Thanks for the time, Mark.
Thanks for your help.